than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up. So there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Going through a storm, but I wouldn't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out. You were crossing the ocean so I wouldn't drown. You've never been closer than you are right now. Cause you are a Chira. You are enough. Chira. You are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. You are a Chira. You are enough. You're forever enough. You're always enough. You're more than enough. You're forever enough. You're always enough. You're more than enough. Don't want to forget how I feel right now. On the mountaintop, I can see so clear what is wrong. To stay by my side when the sun goes down. Don't want to forget how I feel right now. Cause you are a Chira, and you are enough. Chira, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. Chira, you are enough. He's forever enough. He's always enough. More than enough. He's forever enough. Always enough. He's more than enough. I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved more than I can imagine. And that is enough. I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved more than I can imagine. And that is enough. I know who I am. I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved more than I can imagine. And that is enough. That is enough. That is enough. And that is enough. And that is enough. That is enough, and that is enough. You are enough, you are enough, you are enough, you are enough. You're my portion, you are enough, you are enough. You are enough, so I am enough, and you are enough. Chira, Chira, you are enough. Chira, you are enough. and I will be content in every circumstance. You are a Jireh. You are enough. If he dresses a lily with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? How much more will he clothe you? If he watches over every sparrow, how much more does he love you? How much more does he love you? If he dresses a lily with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? How much more will he clothe you? If he watches over every sparrow, how much more does he love you? How much more does he love you? Oh, if he dresses the lily, oh, with beauty and splendor, how much more will he clothe you? My God is provider, so don't you worry. Now don't you worry. My Father loves you. My Father loves you. How much more? How much more? How much more? My Father loves you. More than you ask, think, or imagine. According to the power working in us, it's more than enough. More than you ask, think, or imagine. According to his power working in us, he's more than enough. More than you ask, think, or imagine. According to his power working in us, more than enough. More than you ask, think, or imagine. According to his power working in us, he's more than enough. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. You are a Jireh. You are enough. More than enough. Forever enough. You're always enough. You're always enough. You're more than enough. Forever enough. I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved. More than I can imagine. And that is enough. I'm already loved. I'm already chosen. I know who I am. I know what you've spoken. I'm already loved more than I can imagine. And that is enough. Jireh, you are enough. Jireh, you are enough. And I will be content in every circumstance. You are a Jireh. You are enough. Host, are you there?
I am, Minister Keisha. God bless you, and thank you so much for bringing us in through worship and praise and worship this morning so beautifully. Jireh, Jehovah Jireh, you are enough. Praise the Lord. Well, good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. This is Minister Willa, and I am here in Tampa. And it is a pleasure to greet you this morning. And thank you, Minister Janice, for seating and greeting our family and for providing us with all the scripture verses. We so love and appreciate you as well. Well, on October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, founded the Master's Call, and what a blessing it has been. We stand on scripture verse Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, and that is www.themasterscall.net, where all the messages have been archived, as well as the full bios of all the speakers. Again, that's themasterscall.net. God also blesses Dr. Vanessa with a theme, and the theme for this year is, in 2022, God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. Now, if you feel led of the Lord, and I'm telling you, you don't need to audition for this at all. All you need to do is have a willing heart to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, as you heard Minister Minister Janice so beautifully do, or as a psalmist, as you heard Minister Keisha beautifully do, or as a host, as I am doing, or maybe God has put a word on your heart that you want to share. Well, let me tell you, this is the place to get your start, because you never, never know how far God will take you once you experience and practice that immediate obedience. So if that is you, if God has been tugging on your heart and saying, you know, you need to be a part of that team, well, you can just send your that information, you know, your desire to serve to info@themasterscall.net. Again, info@themasterscall.net. You may also have a prayer request or a praise report. And you know, we pray for you all the time, and on Fridays we go live. But any other time, 24/7, you can send your praise report, your prayer request, or your desire to serve on the team at info@themasterscall.net. And our Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general minister, Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, the company that brought us all together is Artist International, and is now Artist Life, and it was founded by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. So to find out more about the call, just get with the person who told you about the company. Just get with the person who told you about this call, and I'm sure they would be more than happy to share that information with you. Immediately following this call is the morning motivational call, and it's led by a group of dynamic leaders who are going to give you vital information about the benefits of the company as well as about the products. And today is going to be Testimonial Thursday, and President Promise Campbell will be the host. So that number is 667-770-1525, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 667-770-1525, and the PIN is 294-617-pound. There's also a bypass number, and that number is 716-293-9707. And you're going to want to use that number so you won't have to pay to get on the call. Well, I am going to introduce the speaker, and then I'm going to pray before she comes. And our speaker is none other than our wonderful prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, who has served as prayer general for over 7 years. And I'm telling you, when I see that, I see hands going up in praise and confetti coming down, because 7 years to be as dedicated as she has been as prayer general is quite an accomplishment and quite a task. And behind the scenes, family, we have to appreciate her so much because a lot goes on with that. She is a member of Victory International Christian Center, where her pastor is C.G. McCarter. She's married to her wonderful husband, Freddie, and they have 5 children, Katrina, Freddie, Charity, Terry, and Trent. She also has 3 grandsons. Did I name 5 children? 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay. She also has 3 grandsons, Jai, Brent, and Brandon. So it is without any more delay, I am going to present to some and introduce to others my sister who is truly born to serve. And I'm telling you, being prayer general for 7 years, she was born to serve. She is regal, and she does everything with style and with grace. She is enthusiastic. Lord knows she's necessary wherever she goes. She is devoted, and she is just simply amazing. Now I will pray, and Lord, we just come to you right now, and we thank you so much for this opportunity together. God, thank you for getting us up this morning in our right minds to know that we're even here. God, we thank you for Minister Brenda and for the entire Master's Call team and our family members and guests who are here. God, that you bless us in a mighty way today, that you order our footsteps, that you be that lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. God, bless Minister Brenda as she brings the message to us. In the name of Jesus, we bind any attacks from Satan in the name of Jesus who would want this message to not go through with clarity, Father, because these lines, all the ways, all the connections are saturated by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, and you've given us the authority to cast Satan out in the name of Jesus, him and all his little partners. We give you praise and we call it done in Jesus' name. Amen. Minister Brenda, are you there?
Wow, wow, wow. I am here, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
God bless you, my sister. Wow. Thank you so much for that cordial introduction and that powerful prayer this morning. I so love and appreciate you, my sister Willa, over in that Florida town. Also, I just want to say to God be the glory for a wonderful, wonderful team that we have. Minister Janice, thank you for seating and greeting everyone with the love of the Lord in your heart. Minister Keisha, I'm telling you, I'll pray the heavens down. Sister sung the heavens down this morning. Glory to God. Thank you. Jara, you are enough. I love that. And Minister Willa, again, thank you so much. You guys are amazing. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. Pecola Roberts. You are truly two amazing women that had this call going on for 11 and a half years, and I know God is doing the great and mighty things even more for the two of you, and I so love and appreciate the both of you. Thank you for allowing me to share this platform, and again, TMC family, good morning to you all, and I'm just grateful. God is faithful, and I am so grateful. And I will be speaking with you again, it's on my heart, abiding in God's dwelling place. And this is the second portion of it, abiding in God's dwelling place. It's a place to be in this season and in this hour. And I thank you, Lord, because it is in his glory, for his glory, and through his glory. Hallelujah. The last time I spoke with you guys about abiding in God's dwelling place, I'm sure we can all agree that this is the place we always want to be. And we discussed that Moses was the one that wrote this, and he and the Israelites were wandering out there in the wilderness for 40 years, my Lord, just think about that, 40 years just wandering, not having a place to sleep, not having a place to call home. However, God never left them, and Moses had come to that reality that God had truly been their dwelling place. And he stated it in Psalms 91, saying, Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. We're talking about generation after generation, generation coming forth in the midst of it, and God, truly, God being their dwelling place. And so today, God is still our dwelling place. I want you to let that resonate. That's Selah moment. He is our dwelling place. And we discussed that dwelling place in the original Hebrew language means refuge, shelter from danger or hardship, your habitation. Those who long to trust God truly was abiding in his dwelling place. And if you really meditate on it, in a general sense, he's been our dwelling place for all of humanity, really, because he gives the breath of life. Apostle Paul stated in Acts 17, the God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth and does not live in temples built by human hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything. Rather, he himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. For in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Can I say that again? For in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Because we come to realize without him we couldn't do any of these things. However, in a special sense, God is the dwelling place to those who chose to obey and live for him in this world. Now, those who long to trust him and believe him and to know him, to have a relationship with him, these people are definitely in his dwelling place. And I mentioned the last time that God is our fixed address. Oh, yes. Yes, he is. He's an address for of all time and eternity. See, we can have our temporary addresses here on earth. We got our physical homes, our apartments, and our places where we're staying right now, and they're temporary because we're here. And then these temporary homes and places that we abide in right now, they're man-made, and they can be destroyed by hurricanes, wind, fire, anything like that. But our dwelling place in the Almighty God is everlasting to everlasting. And guess what? It's non-destructive. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So when we abide and know that we're in that secured place, that sacred place, that abiding place, to know that all is well, we're secure, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, nothing that tries to attack me can harm me because I am in his dwelling place. We can all declare that each and every day. Our dwelling place is the place where we live and not the place where we merely visit. Think on that one. Yes, yes. Our dwelling place is the place where we live, where we abide, where we're constantly in there. And yes, we may go to different places and what have you, but we're anywhere we go, we can always abide in this dwelling place. We're not merely visiting. It is our home. And at all the interests of our earthly lives are bound up in our home. And we do all we can to make them attractive and comfortable. We do that. But our souls need a comfortable dwelling place even more than our bodies. Inward comfort, as we all know, is a far greater importance than outward. And where the soul is full of peace and joy, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, goodness and mercy following us all the days of our lives, outward surroundings are of little account. Okay? They're temporary. The truth is our souls are made for God. He is our natural home. And we can never be at rest anywhere else. Did you hear what I say? A lot of people are restless. Why? Because they have not made God their dwelling place. Have you thought about it? We may get irritated with people who are irritating us or provoking us or going through situations. They're miserable. They're restless. Why? They're not in the resting place that they need to be in. God Almighty. So, yes, we can have a heart for them, just like Jesus had a heart for us. He sat there, and I say it quite a few times, guys, and I'm going to continue to say it. He was on that cross, mind you, when people were spitting at him and just provoking him and mocking him and doing all sorts of things to him, and he still up on that cross, hands stretched wide, and saying, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Guess what? He was letting the Father know they don't have a resting place yet, but I'm going to prepare one for them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My soul longs. Yes, my soul longs. Even thanks for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God. That's Psalms 84:2. Now, what do we desire with our earthly homes? As I mentioned, we want it to be comfortable. We want it to be attractive. And the average response is that comfortable, stability, safety, and light, just to name a few. And we will find the same and more as we dwell in the Prince of Peace himself. David confirms this in Psalms 91:1. He says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, along with comfort, stability, safety, and light. There's the peace of God, the peace that surpasses all understanding, the unspeakable joy, the joy that gives us strength to carry on day by day, the blessed assurance that all is well in the midst of any dangerous situations, any trials, any tribulations that we go through, any hindrances that may happen, any hiccups that may take place in our lives, in our everyday lives. This is a part of life. But yet, when we are in his dwelling place, we know that Jesus is truly the light of the world and that we are safe in him. This abiding in God's dwelling place, as I mentioned, this is abiding in God's dwelling place. Psalms 84:1 says, how lovely dwelling place, O Lord of heaven's armies. How lovely is your dwelling place. We want to be in God's dwelling place, and so we know that whatever is around us, we can handle it. People are doing all sorts of crazy things in this world. They can't handle things that are taking place in their everyday lives. They are not abiding in God's dwelling place. And I also mentioned that today we're experiencing the richness of God's presence through our relationship with Jesus. When we have that true relationship with Jesus, he came to show us how to live an abundant life by putting our trust in him and glorifying our Father. That's all that mattered to Jesus. If we continue to read his word and know what Jesus was doing, everything that was concerning him was pleasing the Father. And that should be the same thing for us. We're here to glorify God. That's it. Glorify him. Allow him to use us as his people who are called by his name. And as we submit ourselves to him and say, yes, Lord, I'm here. Whatever you want me to do. Now, your assignment, as I mentioned before in the message, may not be the same assignment that I have. We got to stop trying to fulfill the assignments of everybody else. Our assignments are the assignments God has given to us individually. So as we trust in him, we lay at his feet, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that he is more than able to do the exceedingly abundantly above all within us, for us, and through us because we are meditating and dwelling in his presence. We are meditating and dwelling on his word. Yes, John 1:14 let us know that his word became flesh and dwelt among us. And again, I must emphasize that as we are abiding in God's dwelling place, we should know without a shadow of a doubt that all is well because our Redeemer lives. So what are we finding in God's dwelling place? In God's dwelling place are miracles, signs, and wonders. Yes, they are. In God's dwelling place is his glory filling our hearts, souls, and minds. In God's dwelling place is his word manifesting among the nations. In God's dwelling place, God's peace, love, and joy is among us like none other. Yes, in this time and in this season, we can see the world is full of hatred. We can see the wickedness. We can see the self-centeredness. We can see people just mocking one another, just doing all sorts of crazy things to one another. And yet, we have peace because we are resting in God's dwelling place. Now, our eyes, in the midst of all of this that's going on, have to focus. We must focus on the one who conquered sin and death, and that's Jesus himself. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And until these people come to the realization that they need the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, is not Buddha, is not all these other folks that people are worshiping, it's not them. It is Jesus, the Lord and Savior, the one who died, the one who was buried, the one who got up on the third day morning, not with some power, but all power in his hand. And that same resurrection power is abiding within us. How do I know? Yes, we will experience some uncomfortable moments, even some irritable situations. Yet, our faith will not be in the wisdom of men, but only in the power, that resurrection power of God. And we will continue to abide in God's dwelling place. Listen, listen. Isn't it ironic that Adam and Eve were in God's dwelling place to the utmost? But they messed up. Sin showed up and disrupted all of our relationships with the Father. God said, that's okay. I got this. He continued to be the dwelling place for many throughout the years. Yes, there were sacrifices that had to be made. There were altars that had to be built. There were revelations that God had given men and women alike to reverence him and to acknowledge him in all their ways. But yet, he never left us, nor did he forsake us. His amazing love for us brought Jesus to redeem us, and he dwelt among us. Once he restored us back to our rightful places, he sent the Holy Spirit to, listen to this, not just dwell among us, but dwell within us, to live our lives in victory. Hallelujah. What a Savior. So we got God as our dwelling place. And TMC family, I want to encourage you with these words from 2 Timothy 1:13 and 14. Hold fast the pattern of sound words which you have heard from me in faith and love which are in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed to you and I, keep by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us. So as I mentioned, God is our dwelling place. But not only did he make himself our dwelling place, he sent Jesus to dwell among us and to show us how to live this fruitful life. And then he didn't finish with that. He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us that we may live the life that God has called us to live. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting this. I hope you are dwelling in his secret place at this very hour. We can eternally abide in God's dwelling place because he is abiding in us. And then we're going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Because you know how I know? In Revelation, it reminded us that there is a new Jerusalem, our eternal home, awaiting us. No more tears, no more pain, no more hatred, no more wickedness. Streets are paved with gold, and there's no need of the sun or the moon because the glory of the Lord will be shining brightly in all of his glory. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. We are abiding in God's dwelling place, and we will continue to abide from glory to glory to glory. Jireh, you are enough. Hallelujah. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. And if we were at my church, the Hammond B3 organ would be playing right now, and folks would be up shouting and dancing because we are dwelling. Ooh, hallelujah, in God's dwelling place. Psalm 91 tells us that he who dwells in the secret place, hallelujah, of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will call you back, Minister Brenda, to give us our benediction after we, hallelujah. Okay, they push you. Thank you, Lord. God, we're just so thankful. Thank you, God, that you have given us a dwelling place, that you've given us that secret place where we can come to and run to and feel your presence. And, God, this isn't just it, because we do have that eternal dwelling place with you, and we're forever grateful and thankful. God, we thank you for Minister Brenda for bringing the powerful message to us this morning. And in the midst of everything we're going through, God, with the world the way it is today, we have that dwelling place in you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God, we lift up Dr. Vanessa and Dr. Pacola and our entire Master's Call family and all who have joined us, God. Father, we thank you for giving us the opportunity to serve you here. God, we lift up Mother Lucille, Bailey, Camilla, Mother Margaret, Miracle, Brother Daryl, Jerry, Ramona, Antonise, Stephanie, Kaylon, the Reed family, the Conaway family, God. We lift up Mother Owens, Cousin Arlena, Minister Ruth, Minister Wanda, her family, the Streeter family, Andre, Evan, Brittany, Jasmine. God, we lift up this world. You know exactly what we need, but you know that we have a dwelling place where we can go and find peace. So, God, we thank you. We thank you that this call went through with clarity. God, thank you that for the message that went forth, that we can bless somebody else with it. We give you praise and call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 and amen. Oh, my TMC family, you're going to want to go back and hear the playback. And that number is 712-432-1085. And the pin code is 957-677-POUND. The morning motivational call is right after this call, 667-770-1525. And the pin code is 294-617-POUND. Thank you again, Minister Psalmist, Minister Keisha, for bringing us in praise and worship this morning. Jehovah Jireh, you are enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Janice, for greeting and seeing our family as they came on the line. And Minister Brenda, thank you so much for your powerful, much-needed, transforming message. As I always say, from my heart to yours, my TMC family, you have to know that I love me some you. Minister Brenda, will you please come back and give us the benediction?
God, praise God, praise God. Yes. Minister Willa, and I will close with this. God bless you. Yes, Psalms 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. He is my fortress, my God. In him will I trust? Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, O God, for your anointing, Lord God, to be upon your people as they go forth this day, Lord God, knowing that they're in abiding in your dwelling place, O God. And Lord God, we ask that you have your way with us individually as well as collectively, that we'll be the people that you called us to be. And Lord, we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor, because Lord, you're God all by yourself. As we go from glory to glory to glory, we thank you for being our dwelling place. In Jesus' name, we give your name praise, we give your name honor, and we give your name glory. Hallelujah and amen. You all have a wonderful and glorious day. Bye-bye.